Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout the pandemic, some of you guys have looked at couples therapy and marriage therapy, because early on there were memes in China that there were all these people planning on getting a divorce because China had the lockdown before we did, and people were joking that everybody had to be home with their spouse and they would end up getting divorced, etc. But divorce isn't just about two people having to spend a lot of time together. It's because there's stress. There's money stress, career stress, stress of, you know, family members that have health issues. Sometimes the family members are now living with you. Having in-laws in the house can also disrupt marriage patterns. So there's a lot of you that have looked at marriage therapy. So one of my listeners was upset because the marriage therapist sided with the wife. And he didn't cheat or anything like that. I'm not going to go into his whole story because it's private. But all right, so did that marriage therapist break a major rule, you know, siding with somebody? So marriage therapy is supposed to go like this, all right? Couples therapy. First, it's not called marriage therapy, it's called couples therapy. Trying to help couples. We don't care if you're married or not. In psychology, I'm a family medicine doctor, but I do some couples therapy with patients. I would say, look, bring your husband in, bring your wife in so we could talk. And the goal of couples therapy is to have a quote-unquote safe space where you could talk freely without getting in trouble. So if you do, let's say, think about other women or men, or, you know, that's the place where you should be able to talk about it. If there are things that your spouse does that inflames you, the therapist is there kind of as a moderator to make sure things don't get out of hand, but to allow an area, a space where you can talk. See, people don't know how to fight. I've said this for years. When we enter a marriage or a partnership, we need to know how to deal with issues in that partnership. I don't know if you guys have ever applied for a job. When you do get hired in the job, they have pages and pages of how to address issues with the job. How to address issues with your boss. How to address issues with your coworkers. There's rules. Now, a lot of times they're not very practical. Yeah. You got a boss hitting on you, or you have a boss who's a jerk. There's, you know, there's not really a guide for that. But there is supposed to be a hierarchy or way where you could complain. I understand. I've been there, too, where people were messing with your lives. Nobody to complain to. Well, then leave that job. Don't work there anymore. But when it comes to marriage therapy or couples therapy, you got a lot on the line. You have living spaces together. A lot of times you'll have children, kids. Whether it's a business, you have a business. So you just can't say, I'm out of here. So what marriage therapists do is they take a look and see and help you see what might be going wrong. Many times couples aren't fighting about what they think they're fighting about. They might blame something else. They might blame the in-law. But maybe it's because there's a lack of intimacy. Maybe it's because they feel, you know, pooped on. Maybe they feel like they're doing most of the work. Maybe it's not that one spouse is spending too much, but it's the first partner doesn't believe that other partner is putting anything into the marriage. And the easiest thing to do is focus on, well, you spend too much. You know, because, you know, let's say, I don't want to stereotype, but let's say it's a wife who spends a lot. They're like, but I don't spend a lot. I follow the budget. What are you talking about? So they're thinking he's crazy. And it had nothing to do with the spending. Okay? So there also has to be expectations. It's men hate chick flicks. Men can't stand these shows like Sex and the City and some. I never saw Sex and the City, but I've seen some clips where women, you know, it's about, let's say, the amazing romantic love lives they have and the dating and all that. And then they come home or they're home and husband's there and husband doesn't do that. So a marriage therapist is also there to say, look, okay, this is what's reality and this isn't. Okay, you know, people are going to have body odor. People are going to pass gas. People are not always going to shave. You know, and so the marriage therapist also adds perspective. At no time should there be any, I'm siding with this person. I heard of one marriage therapist where the couples differed politically. And the wife was liberal, the husband was conservative. And when the wife said, can you believe he supports Trump? The therapist goes, really? Okay, that's not what therapists are supposed to do. You're supposed to be objective. You're supposed to allow there to be communication. And you are supposed to identify what you can interject on if you're a therapist is if somebody is not communicating well. So, for example, if a fight starts to ensue, and sometimes therapists would like to see how two people fight, and you start to see one spouse start throwing nuclear bombs when the first spouse just brought up something mild, you could say, well, you see, you jumped three steps, you jumped four steps. Why didn't you answer her back on that one claim? So sometimes therapists might look like they're jumping on you, but their role is to help you communicate or fight better, more productively. Things don't have to always be a fight. If somebody's mad that you don't respond back with texts or respond back with emails, then that therapist could say, you know, explain what is your reasoning. You know, talk to us about, you know, what do you think is reasonable in terms of responding back? And if they say, I just don't want her getting into a habit of me always having to answer her back, so I don't want her getting used to it, why? Why are you concerned that she's going to get used to something? Well, because she did this. So you see, we tease that out. And then she might have an explanation. Well, because I thought you were dead in a ditch. So no, at no time should a therapist, right, double up and gang up on somebody. But they are going to give you pointers and they are going to interject if they think you are fighting or communicating poorly. That's their job. Hope that clarifies. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Farah from Michigan wants me to talk about the eviction moratorium and how she can get help as a landlord. Before I bring this up, we talk a lot about how to make money, you know, lifestyle and health. A lot of times has to do with you having a job and you having income coming in. And so many older individuals, Gen Xers and baby boomers, because now Gen Xers, I'm a Gen Xer, we're getting older, okay? We've been middle-aged for a while. So many of us middle-agers, and millennials are going to start turning middle-aged soon, we've realized that we don't have just one job that we can keep for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, get a pension, and then retire. That's what we were told as kids. when I grew up in the 80s, I was like, okay, well, you'll get a job, you'll work for that company for years, or maybe you'll have your own practice, and you'll just do that for decades. And the average person is realizing that doesn't happen. Most people change jobs multiple times within even a one-year setting. Jobs change. And so for income, many boomers as well as Gen Xers realized, you know, I can make passive income having some real estate. In the 80s, it was all about real estate. We were taught you got to get real estate. So some of us looked at buying properties. When these houses in the suburbs were starting to explode, especially in the Southwest, you could buy up a home and it would go up in price, you know, $50,000, $100,000 like crazy within a year, because in the Southwest, homes were booming. Phoenix has completely, I think, doubled or tripled in size from what I remember it as a kid. You see L.A. sprawling out. Nevada, in the last 20, 30 years, completely exploded, doubled their, almost tripled their population. And so many people learned, you know what we do? We get a piece of property. We keep the property maintained. We rent it out. And for years, people were doing well. All these homes were getting bought up. People were coming from California into my neck of the woods because they had extra money from their home sale, could buy up homes like nothing. And they didn't need a mortgage. So they could buy a home, and then they could put somebody in there as a tenant. Passive income. If you end up having a couple properties, and you're making, let's say, a few hundred dollars profit from each, that could be some decent income. So many people started to learn, you know what? I could just manage my properties. I don't have to keep my day job. So when the Great Recession happened, that was horrible and people lost their jobs, not a big deal. Some of them had other means to make money. Well, things changed with COVID. Because with COVID, things were so decimating, so devastating, that when somebody lost their job, they couldn't stay in their house. They couldn't stay in their apartment. So unlike during the Great Recession, where people said, you know what? I'm just going to stay as long as I can. You try to evict me, which sometimes can take a long time. There was eviction moratorium protections that became widespread during this sort of recession we're in. I don't even know what we're going to call it. We might call it a depression. It all depends how long it lasts, but it's a mess, this economic downturn. So these eviction moratoriums prevent renters who don't pay their rent from being evicted. Now, it's a godsend for anybody that has a family, anybody that has no money for rent, has obviously poor credit because they can't pay rent. How do they get a new place to live? To prevent millions upon millions of people from being homeless, we have eviction moratoriums. Well, it sounds all great, sounds all fine and dandy, except the landlords are like, excuse me, okay, this is my income here. What do I do? I'm going to lose the property. What do I do? So what avenues are there for landlords? Now, Dr. Walensky, CDC director, because of COVID, has extended the eviction moratorium till March 31st at least. We are anticipating it's going to be extended more. So landlords are looking at this going, okay, wait a second, I'm in trouble. A landlord is still technically able to charge rent. You can still charge the rent. You just can't evict them if they don't pay. So the person gets a balance. Let's say their rent is $500. And they haven't been paying for over a year. They will owe $6,000. They are on the hook for that. You could sue them. That's not very reassuring to a landlord. They don't really want to sue somebody who doesn't have a job, who doesn't have money anyway. I mean, can landlords get, you know, garnish wages? Can they get future, you know, garnishments or future wages? Can somebody file for bankruptcy and get rid of their debt? So landlords aren't really appeased or satisfied with the, oh, you can still charge them. You just can't evict them. You could also charge them late fees. You could charge them interest. So landlords are being told, you're good, you're fine. You could still charge them and get all these late fees and interest, and then you'll get a big payload. Can you explain to me who, without having a job for a year, is going to be able to pay all that money back? Who? Most likely they can't. And then if you can't evict somebody, you can't put somebody else into that property that is paying. Now, for some people who have a federally backed loan on that mortgage, earlier in the year, they were able to defer payments, or I believe possibly even wipe out some of the payments. So if you have a federally backed loan on that property, you will hopefully be able to stall or put off your payment, but you will probably have to pay the bank. So if the moratorium ends end of March, which we don't think, I think it's going to be extended later into the summer, and understandably so, because people don't have jobs. I'm not saying I'm against the moratorium for renters, but we got to rethink what we're going to do for our landlords. You are going to have to, when the bank goes, all right, pay up, still provide that money. And if you didn't get that money, you could be in trouble. So what else can landlords do? Well, I'm seeing not a lot of guidance from the government. We are seeing lawyers provide guidance. And lawyers say, look, you can't evict for rent, but you can evict for other reasons. So now everybody's reading their renter's contract, their lease, and seeing, all right, can I evict them for this? If they didn't do this, if they didn't do this, if they didn't do this. So for those of you who are tenants that need this eviction moratorium and are blessed to be able to, you know, have that reprieve from having to pay rent since you don't have a job, you better cross your T's, dot your I's, and check out your lease. Sorry, just swallowed down the wrong tube. You better read your lease, because chances are your landlord is in trouble. And excuse me. And if your landlord is in trouble and needs to find a tenant that could get in there to pay, the smallest technicality could possibly get you evicted. Remember, this eviction moratorium is based on rent. If you're making too much noise, if there's something else you didn't do, that could possibly get you kicked out of the lease. Landlords need immediately, I would say, PPP guidance. So if I were going to give you some advice, the PPP money, the Paycheck Protection Program, were loans that were forgiven for most employers as long as they followed rules on how much they paid employees, etc. If you don't have an employee, you might want to talk to your accountant or talk to your bank to see if you could get money for the Payment Protection Program. The majority of that money is supposed to go to employees. But if you do own a company, or if you don't have a company, form a company that manages those rental properties. You could hire yourself. You could hire people to help you. And then hopefully you could qualify for PPP money so that you could apply some to your expenses of the homes that aren't getting paid, as well as the money it takes to manage and, you know, the employee work or the labor for it. So, nobody's really talking about this, and I get that you guys are reaching out. You need help. I wish there was more I could do. You know, I don't want eviction moratoriums reversed, per se, because now you're going to have millions of people homeless. But if you're going to tell a landlord, if the federal government is going to say, landlord, sorry, you have to just eat it, that doesn't work. Homes are going to get foreclosed on. I mean, people who have properties, some people said, well, why don't you just, shut off their power or shut off their water? You can't do that. In the eviction moratorium, you still have to make sure it's livable because there's kids there. You got to make sure these people can live. So landlords need help, and hopefully the Biden administration will figure out how to help them if they're going to keep extending the eviction moratorium. 1-877, that's how we go forward.
Bye. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden will discuss his administration's new COVID-19 response plan later on Thursday. He will also be signing more executive orders aimed at slowing down the ongoing pandemic. Regarding the executive orders that the president has already signed, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says,
he knows the agenda, and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
Initial jobless claims are dropping, but they're still high. The Labor Department says 900,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down from 926,000 who filed the previous week. The number beat Wall Street predictions by about 35,000. You're listening to USA Radio News. One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than, obviously, 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. The Mega Millions jackpot is a projected $970 million. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lewis from Wichita, Kansas wants to know, what is the holdup of the country getting the kids back to schools? So, you know, kids going back to school, trust me, I'm a parent. And, I mean, my kids are in school. They're doing virtual. They're not liking it as much as I thought they would. Originally they did. They're like, oh, this is great. I get to sleep in. But my older son is in college studying engineering. He can't study in at home. He needs to be on school ground. So he actually goes to the university every day. And he sits in the library and he forces himself to study. See, for me, I would get distracted, you know, because I'd be like, oh, hey, Bob, how you be? And I'd be sitting there and, you know, because I like to socialize, but maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does want to socialize, you know, and he wants to get out of the house. But for me, I did most of my better studying when I was alone and not around others. I love study groups. I think they help, but, you know, so for me, I would have been fine virtual. But my other son, he loved it because he could be in his underwear until the school made an announcement to everybody. You know, the high school said, guys, everybody has to wear clothes, okay, while doing virtual school. You know, because probably the video was on and people would be, you know, shirtless and things like that in their underwear. It's funny because my son has gym, and gym is virtual. So he has weightlifting. So the weightlifting class is done virtually, but they don't lift weights because you have to have somebody spot you, so they do yoga. So the weightlifting coach is teaching yoga, and as soon as my son starts to do his yoga and do his poses, the cat, you know, goes up to the camera, right, to take a look. Cats love cameras. And apparently the coach doesn't like cats, and he screams, like, ah, what is that? He doesn't like cats. So it's not the most ideal way to teach. So what is the holdup? Why are there so many holdups? Well, it's interesting, okay? You have medical professionals saying, get the kids back. The American Academy of Pediatrics said, look, these kids cannot be out of school for much longer. Kids need to be around teachers. Obviously, their parents aren't teaching them well. Kids need to be around other kids. The average lifespan, the average, shall we say, childhood of a child goes by so quickly that losing a year of schooling is a huge chunk of that child's development. So doctors are, yep, get the kids back. That's easy to say for us doctors. But now what about the teachers? See, the teachers are grown-ups. The teachers are adults. So even though we medical providers can say, yep, get the kids back, the teachers are like, excuse me, what about us? Well, there's been data that has shown that these kids will carry the coronavirus, sometimes at higher levels than we could even imagine. So the problem isn't kids wanting to go back to school and kids going to school and there being big buildings and the ability to social distance. It's how do you protect a teacher from getting sick? And then if that teacher does get exposed or does get sick, parents, trust me, parents are going to demand that that teacher quarantines. So now you need a new teacher. You need a substitute teacher. Well, I don't know how well-versed you are on the labor issues of the average school district, but they are understaffed, horribly understaffed. There aren't enough teachers. Once we started to pay teachers like crud and not give them what they deserved, I know, you see, I'm using good language. Yeah. Once we start to pay teachers poorly, not give them the salaries they deserved, that you don't have that many people say, I want to be a teacher. Now people say, well, they're paid well because they get the summer months off, and so they're making that money for 9 months of work. Not entirely. Many times they're there till June, and they restart up with prep classes by August. It's not as, you know, it's not all bells and whistles for teachers. So a school can't have students come back, a school district, and say, all right, full court press, let's do this. And then 24 hours later, the teacher calls out. If the teacher keeps calling out and there's substitutes, it's not their curriculum, they don't know the students, then some parents are like, you know what, might as well keep it virtual. The other issue that people have, from the parent standpoint, you might have parents say, take the kids back, I need to work. You have other parents, like me, for example. I was fine with my son doing virtual. We actually had a choice. He goes to Catholic school. So we had a choice of him going back or doing virtual, and I chose virtual. And the reason why is if he were to become exposed to COVID and come home, now he exposed me. I can't stop everything and do a 14-day quarantine every 2 weeks if he's getting exposed at school all the time. So when he said, Mom, I'm fine with virtual, I'm like, hallelujah. because otherwise now I have to isolate all the time. So you do have parents there going, look, if my kid's going to get exposed with the way the recommendations are now, we have to do 14-day quarantines. Yep, the CDC had pulled back on that, saying for employers, if you want to do 10-day quarantines, that's fine. But look, I got things to see and people. I'm busy. I am a busy person. I can't be quarantining if I don't have it. If I have it, I'm quarantining. So some of the teachers and some of the school districts pushed back originally, saying we don't feel ready. Plus, they have parents they take care of and other family members. And they say, if you want me to be in a classroom of 35 students, which, by the way, many classrooms were overcrowded. Some of the students didn't have desks and were sitting on the floor. How do you social distance when the classroom was already over full? There's not enough teachers. So you put so many kids in classrooms that you can't social distance. So teachers were saying, look, if this is what you're going to do and you want us back and you want us to put our health on the lines, then we need this, 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 and this. Well, that was expensive. And most school budgets have shrunk because of the pandemic. So some school districts said, fine, just virtual. Now, we're going into the third semester of students having virtual class. In some areas, we need to bring students back. But we can't bring students back if teachers aren't on board. We can't bring students back if teachers don't feel safe. If there's not enough teachers, there's not enough money to schools. Now, the Biden administration does want to allocate money to help get schools back. They might have to have portables. There might have to be some other options for kids. There might have to be outdoor school once the weather improves. But there is going to have to be some changes. The problem we have here, though, is the teacher shortage. You know, we talked about how doctors are leaving the field. Teachers are, too. Some teachers really, you know, they got scared or they might have had COVID. Some teachers are leaving the field. So I told you about that book, Ready Player One. They made a movie, but the movie doesn't do the book justice. And in Ready Player One, the schools are all virtual in the future. It's a book kind of about the future. So kids wake up, they have to log in. If they don't log in, they get in trouble or a government official comes to see what they're doing. And so you have to log in and you have to do your school and you're in virtual rooms. And what that did is it helped loosen up the labor issue they had with teachers. And I had predicted before COVID that that's where we were going to go because we have a shortage of teachers. And so I do believe that if we do get schools back, it's going to be probably hybrid, possibly forever. Even though the younger kids need to be in school and need to be around others because of flu, because of colds, because of other infections, because of teachers becoming ill, because of call-outs, because there's not enough substitutes, I think schools will go for the cheaper option and try to have situations where you could have more virtual teaching and needing to use less staff. In older child settings, one teacher could teach now 2,000 students as opposed to just one class. So that's kind of what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last year we were told that millions of cicadas, or cicadas, you say cicada, I say cicada, millions of them were supposed to emerge last spring, make a lot of noise, wake everybody up because they were underground for 17 years. Well, now we're being told that trillions of cicadas are going to be surfacing after being underground for 17 years. And this group is known as Brood 10, Roman numeral 10. There's an X there. And once the ground reaches 64 degrees Fahrenheit, it's going to happen around mid-May, they will emerge and be with us until late June. Trillions. You're going to see these bugs in Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. They are very large winged insects. Depending on their cycle, they emerge every 17 years after spending most of their lives in the soil. These are not locusts. These are cicadas. So each year, there's a 17-year cycle that ends. And when they end, they come out and they surface. So back in 2013, we had Brood 2. Then we had Brood 3 in 2014, Brood 4 in 2015, Brood 5 in 2016, and so on. So that's why here in 2021, we have Brood 10. So they lay eggs. They become an early nymph, then they become a late nymph, they molt, and then they become an adult. And that's part of 17 years. So why aren't they locusts? We've called them locusts. Many people call them locusts because they make noise and they fly around, but actually they're very different. A locust looks like a grasshopper. Grasshoppers are a type of locust. Cicadas are completely different. They look different. Locusts are long and skinnier, and have super long legs. Cicadas are more wide, have buggy eyes. They have more wide wings. So dengarden.com kind of summarized. By the way, cicadas and locusts, they're of completely different orders. You know, we have kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. So the order of cicada is Hemiptera, whereas locusts are Orthopteras. The family is Cicadoidea. Locusts are Acrididae. The size. These cicadas are bigger. Well, maybe not. They could be bigger in some respect. Locusts are more longer. Cicadas will eat tree sap. Locusts will eat leaves and other soft plant tissue. A cicada is going to live about 17 years. Locusts only live for about 1 year. Cicadas do not really swarm. You think they swarm, but they cloud or they plague up. Locusts will swarm. That's how you can tell the difference. And so the cicadas are short body, large eyes, clear wings, larger front wings. Locusts have a long body, larger rear wings, long hind legs. So people are saying, okay, so if trillions of bugs are going to come out, will I know? Oh, you'll know. Oh, you'll know. They make noise. This noise could hit about 100 decibels. And the insects make this noise. The males, they have a little organ they could use when they rub their legs against their abdomen to make the sound. And the sound gets so loud, it might just sound like a hum to us, but it's multiple pulses of a sound. And they do that to attract a female cicada. The females might tap their wings going, I got you, I hear you, I feel you, I'm coming over. So these locusts are supposed to be relatively harmless to humans, but they can affect young trees and vines. They could also possibly affect our sleep because it will be noisy. It's just loud. So after 17 years of being underground, I mean, if you thought a lockdown, right, a COVID lockdown was causing these young people to just go haywire, wait till these, I keep calling them locusts, and I can't, they're not locusts, they're cicadas. And I really hope I'm not pronouncing it. All right, let me just fix them. I have an article on this if you guys need. Just fix it, a quick little typo. I hate when I see typos in articles. So, Powerball, we've been wondering who would win. Looks like one ticket sold in Maryland won the $731.1 million Powerball jackpot. What were the numbers? 40, 53, 60, 68, 69, and then the Powerball number was 22. I don't play the lottery. I just am not very successful. I think I've only won one bingo game my whole life. I've never won a lottery. I mean, maybe I've had $5 tickets or $10 tickets. I don't know. But it just, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. And you see those numbers. Would I pick 40, 53, 60, 68, 69, and 22? No. Those are all heavy numbers. Usually we mix it up. I'd probably pick a 2, pick a 5, maybe a 16. You mix it up. I wouldn't pick a bunch of heavy numbers. Powerball costs, I believe, $2 to play. It used to be $1. And so one lucky winner in Maryland, I don't believe they're going to give us the name yet because everybody's going to ask them for money, won the $731 million jackpot. It was sold at the Coney Market in Lonaconing, and it could be worth $546.8 million if the person wants to get a lump sum payment. If the holder chooses payments over 29 years, they will get the whole $731.1 million. See, it's funny. When I first learned about that, I'm like, look, wouldn't you rather not spend it all? Wouldn't you rather know that you have money for life? 29 years for me will definitely put me into my 70s and 80s. So for me, I'm thinking, well, that would be great. Now I just have income. I get more money than I don't want to knock off a couple hundred million. Fine, just pay me over, because that means you're going to be giving me a few million a year anyway. But when you start looking at the taxes that you're paying, some people are like, you know what, just give me the $546.8 million. I could have a jet. I could get myself a private island. I could invest the money better than waiting over 29 years. 13 other tickets matched the first five numbers without hitting the Powerball. They won at least $1 million. One of those was sold in Hagerstown, Maryland. That person won $2 million because the holder bought a power play option. Wow. Wednesday's top prize was the fourth largest jackpot for Powerball and the sixth largest in U.S. lottery history. The nation's largest lottery jackpot was back in 2016, where it was $1.58 billion. Powerball. Mega Millions jackpot was $1.537 billion in October 2018. I don't know who won. So Wednesday's jackpot was obviously the biggest in Maryland that we've seen. And it was pretty huge. I don't know. I live in Las Vegas. I've seen my parents gamble. My father was a big gambler. I don't get excited by that. I mean, I would love to win, but I'm just not that lucky. I've played Keno. Keno is where you pick numbers. It's kind of like a lottery. You pick numbers and you do certain ways where if you decide to pick two numbers and get two out of two, you win money. But if you pick a way of four and then you get two out of four, you don't make money. So there's all these different things and different things you could do. And I've never won on that. So I don't, if I don't win, I'm not going to bet again. If I win, then I am going to bet again. So power to whoever won the Powerball jackpot. I think that's really exciting. I just don't think that that's going to be me anytime soon. I might want to help the cause and donate $2 to the winner, but no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.